This is Maddie.
This is Kenneth.
This is Jordan.
And this is Gage. And you guys are listening to the 12 o'clock block. And we are coming to you with an episode on sporting events in Nigeria and South Africa.
Okay, so the textbook talks a lot about opening ceremonies and how music is played in the opening ceremony, usually some sort of like national anthem. This textbook specifically talks about boxing and soccer. Throughout the whole sporting event, there's music played in between, when the whistle is called and whatever. And then at the end, there's usually like an ending ceremony where music is played as everyone leaves the stadium or wherever the game is held.
Yeah, this is like kind of like at the end of a Yankee game, you always hear "New York, New York" by Frank Sinatra. So I guess that's just kind of like something that we can compare it to, like as from right now.
Yeah. It invigorates the audience. Just the nature of the music, it's a universal thing through everybody, and everybody can join in because it's an anthem. That's what defines an anthem, something that everybody can join in on. Think of a national anthem or Queen's anthem even. Just the sense of this music brings out emotion in people and brings out the true competitiveness residing in them within the sport. And it unites everybody for the enjoyment of it.
Right, I was going to say, as you're going to see when we show the video, that during the actual boxing match, I like to compare it to mascots, being that during the match they run through the crowd and they draw emotions, and as the fight gets more intense, so does the music and the bass and the drums. And they don't have mascots there. If you look at a big basketball game or something like that now, that's pretty much what mascots would do, because the music would play, from speakers, being that we're more modernized. And they're more handmade, so that's how I thought of it. But I'll talk more on it after the video.
Yeah, and then there's also going to be another video that we play. The textbook also talks about soccer as a big thing, and there's a particular instrument called the vuvuzela. It's a very popular instrument. It's like a plastic trumpet-like instrument, and it's very big at soccer games. It's probably it's probably the most popular instrument that you hear at soccer games. It's a very loud. Some people think it's very obnoxious. They actually wanted to ban vuvuzelas from the soccer games because they were just too loud and distracting everybody. But, the people always prevail, and the vuvuzela will live on.
Imagine some vuvuzelas at a golfing match.
Yeah, no, that would definitely not happen. So we're going to play a video for the, a couple videos, and then we'll also explain the videos. So, that's really it. Thank you, guys, and we'll be back with the videos.
All right. Cool.